This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers. The Radio.com app is the official new home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone.
I have their app on my phone, and so, like, I listen to them all when I'm getting ready and then when I'm driving into work.
Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube, you're locked into the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
Sounds like Elvis on this
song.
I love
it.
Like it, baby.
Like it, baby. I want a banana and peanut butter sandwiches. Thank you. Thank you very much. That's a good song. Volbeat. Right?
Yes.
Yeah, I just can't figure who that is. Who's guesting with him? Is that Keisha?
No, it's not. Kesha. I forget her name.
Pretty song.
What is it, Jill?
Yeah, Sarah Blackwood.
Sarah Blackwood.
I don't know her.
She's like an opera singer.
Oh, she's good.
This part right here. I love it.
You're doing the shovel.
When music can make you feel good, what a gift to give the world. Like this song right here just makes me feel good. What a great gift to give someone.
Mm-hmm.
Another gift is the new Rise Guys beer box. Have you seen these things?
Dude, those are great.
This is really good. I am very, very proud of this. First of all, the beer, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, I'm obviously very proud of. Which, if you want to find out where you can get it near you, just text the word beer, B-E-E-R,
yeah,
to 72341. We'll link you up to where you can get it. Now, this other thing, the Rise Guys beer box. First of all, the box itself is cool. It's got us on it.
Like yeah, the box is awesome.
The box is really cool.
Like if you're buying something for a P1 for Christmas, just wrap that up. They're going to tear it open, and there we are.
There we are.
There we are.
In the Rise Guys beer box, you get one of the brand new Rise Guys P1 Pilsner purple shirts.
Mm-hmm.
You get one of the new trucker hats.
And those are very popular. People have been wanting those,
it's
man.
A good fit on the head, too.
It is.
You get two of the Rise Guys pint beer glasses, two koozies, two coasters, and a sticker.
And yep. A sticker.
And yeah. A sticker.
And the box it comes in. All that for $40.
Thanks. Yep.
I mean, that's really, that is a fine deal.
Oh, yeah, man.
It is a great deal.
Yeah, and you know, there's a bunch of places you can get it. If you text beer to 72341, you'll get a bunch of those places sent to you. It still needs an update, though, because it's in way more places than they're showing right now on the website.
Yeah. We've popped. Yes. Yes.
I saw P1 stocking it at a grocery store in Powdersville yesterday.
I know.
And one on Main Street in Anderson.
Then on Main Street.
The day before. It's in the couple of them stores.
Yes. Will we hand deliver these boxes? Absolutely not. No, that's where the Postal Service comes in.
It's everywhere from Iva to Anderson, all over the place now.
Yeah.
It's been in Liberty Spotted, Powdersville, all over the place down that way now for all you P1s down the Electric City and Anderson County, the Electric County.
There is talk in December doing some can signings, which I think is very cool.
Yes.
Some can signings. Like, you remember, like, we had that bourbon guy that came on that time, and he signed a bottle of bourbon to us.
The Tastemaster.
Like, yeah, the Kentucky Bourbon Tastemaster or whatever.
It was
yeah.
Jack Daniel's Tastemaster.
He signed a bottle to us. It's like, well, why are you signing a bottle now? I'll sign cans.
I know, he just kind of took him and started writing his name.
I know. He's like, who do I make this out to? I was like,
I don't care.
Right,
why are you writing on my liquor?
Right to Paige sitting there saying, I didn't get a bottle of that.
Yeah, I did. I'm wondering what happened to it.
Oh, okay.
I still have your wine bottle, though.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Paige. Also, you know, what are the chances she would hear this? I'll go ahead and say it. I'm getting blown up on Twitter by somebody, and then I didn't respond, and now I'm getting blown up on Instagram by somebody. Someone wanting to come on the show. Someone who was on the show a bunch of times, like 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how, like the guy called earlier, I'm usually kind of blunt and say what I say and mean what I mean and all this stuff. But, like, this person wants to keep coming, wants to come back on the show. And I just avoid the issue because I don't necessarily want to offer that position or availability to that person.
Mm-hmm.
It's psychic Victoria Bullis.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Very sweet lady. Very sweet lady. probably good at what she does, uh-huh. I guess. But I just, I'm a very, I don't want to say anti, but I am. I'm anti-psychic.
After what? Yeah, I see that.
You know.
I know. I was there.
I didn't even have to say it. Like, yeah. It's such a known thing in my circle of people that know about that thing.
Yep.
I don't even have to say it. Mm. I don't want to even say it.
Bad things.
If you're a psychic and listen to the show, keep supporting the show. When I say I'm anti you, I don't mean like you specifically.
Just, you know, if you...
I just want no part of it.
If you try to monetize your gift at parties, we don't want anything to do with you.
Oh, Lord,
yeah,
no.
That's a good way to say it. If you monetize your gift at parties, we don't want any part of it.
I can tell the story of a lady who just apparently is gifted. She went to a man who runs a restaurant in Spartanburg, all the way from Florence or Sumter down that way, and she was led there by his recently deceased daughter.
What?
I mean, he told me the story. He's like a man in his 50s, real cool guy. But yeah, he told me the story, and like, I mean, he's just, you know, I mean,
he's in Spartanburg, and then this lady shows up.
Showed up from Florence or Sumter. She left. Apparently, according to him, the story she told him, she did not know where she was going when she left. But she was led up to the upstate, and she wound up in his restaurant telling him, basically giving him a message from his daughter who passed away.
What was the message?
Just, I don't remember. She loves him and all that kind of stuff. Just that kind of message. I don't remember the message, but the thing that stuck with me is that this lady wound up in his restaurant. Damn.
No, I'm not questioning you or even the situation. I'm just like, whoa, if she was led there, what was she led there to say?
Yeah, just, you know, I love you. And some other stuff, but I don't remember what it was.
It was so much harder to be a psychic pre-internet. You know it was.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean, like, then it was like, but now, like, if I'm that guy, and I'm sure he's glad to hear whatever he heard in the message, and I'm not even saying it's not authentic. I'm just saying that.
No, he was shaken by it, certainly.
I'll tell you, I was told something one time at a party by a psychic that shook me to my bones, literally, and I was full of such. It ruined my night. I was pissed. We were at a party. It was at our big boss's house. I mean, mansion. You know.
Well, she say you was ugly?
She said, I'm looking in my crystal ball and I see the reflection of a bearded man. No, she said, what she said to me, so we're at a party and, you know, it's a Halloween party. That's why there were two psychics there. Mm-hmm. It's like a Halloween party. It's like, oh, sit down, we're drinking, your palms red, whatever. And it's supposed to be a fun evening. And she said something to me that pissed me off so much. And I was so angry and I was shook, best way to say it. Turns out she was right.
Yeah, she was.
Wow. Mm.
And so part of me is sitting, moving away from the microphone. Part of me is sitting here saying, well, you should maybe believe in these people because what she said, although pissed you off at the moment, turned out to be true.
That's why I don't want nothing to do with it.
I don't want nothing to do with it.
Because of that night.
I don't think we need to know the future.
Tempt fate.
That's what life is.
Yes.
You certainly don't need to know the future if you're, you know, drinking at a party.
No. And what you just said a minute ago makes me feel better about saying what I said, Jimmy, is that if it's a gift, and I think people can be gifted in that way. I can't explain it, but I feel that way.
There's enough, like, decent evidence and case studies on it that it's apparently some people are gifted in some way.
And I understand that you got to make a living, okay? So but if you're at a party, there's a time and a place.
I mean, there's police departments who need help solving murders.
Yeah. Yeah. Unsolved Mysteries used to have psychics on there to help them solve mysteries.
Oh, yeah, they did.
And I've said before that I'm anti Ouija boards.
Ouija.
And then what happens over Halloween? Two trollers send us Ouijis in the mail.
Yeah, we got two of them in the
mail.
Two
brand new boxed Ouija boards.
One for each of you.
Bull do.
One of them was for Matt and the other one was for Fat Boy.
I will not. There's been situations with them things too that I don't like. I just think that, you know, I'm not saying I don't believe in that stuff. I've obviously given credence to it. I just don't want any part of it anymore.
Maybe it can help me decide where to go to lunch.
Oh, my gosh.
You would actually use a Wedgie's board from Wedgie's Pizza to do
great.
That.
That's so great.
Yeah, I don't put as much into the Ouija board as I do into the psychics themselves. Now, if you put one of those boards in the hands of one of those people, yeah.
It could be you can bring the energy to it. I just believe in the energy. I mm-hmm. believe in positive and negative energy.
But and at the same time, you don't want to invite nothing.
No, and that's the thing. Is like, how about when you're sitting there and like holding hands around doing a seance or whatever? What's up, baby seance, by the way?
How you doing?
If you're having a seance... You can't control the, like, if you're sitting there saying, we want to talk to this guy's dead wife or whatever and help him or whatever. What if you accidentally bring in a negative spirit of some serial killer from the
1800s?
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, like Beetlejuice.
You're talking to H.H. Holmes.
Yes. Jack the Ripper.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Talking to that surgeon from London. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Goodness.
You
can't control that.
Yeah, it's...
Next thing you know, you got a haunted house.
Yeah,
that's why you'll never find me sitting inside a pentagram with a bunch of candles burning around the perimeter of it. No, I'm going to stay outside.
I believe in symbolism, and I believe symbolism can get strength through whatever the intent is.
Now, a Ouija board you bought at Walmart in the hands of 4 13-year-old girls at a sleepover, I don't know if I put much into that.
Yeah, Parker Brothers made it in China somewhere, no big deal.
Yeah.
But it's the energy that you are, if you're into it, you create that vessel and give it energy.
Whoa. Yeah, I think those people are actually making these boards themselves.
Yeah.
Teak wood and things.
But you believe in the symbolism and stuff of things, right?
Yeah.
Like you could go and to Dollar General and buy whatever is needed to have a seance, and it could quite possibly do some bad.
Value Valley.
I don't know if pumpkin spice scented candles work for that.
Try it.
You're
get a basic ghost show up in your house.
When I do seances, I get mine from Scentsy. Having a Scentsy seance.
There you go.
Well, I mean, yeah. If it was that,
should be there for the bath bomb seances. Those are great.
If that was that shaking to your core, don't you want to know more stuff ahead of time?
No.
You could have prepared, right?
No, because I was told what I was told, and I'm not going to say it because it is quite personal and just awful to even talk about. And I know.
They ain't going to stop him from asking
I know,
now.
But even if I, okay, let's give an example here. Nothing to do with what I was told. But let's say, Paige.
Yes, Matt.
A psychic told you that you're going to have another job one day. This won't be your final job.
Uh-huh.
You'll have another job someday. What okay. do you do? What do you do?
I just don't do anything.
But
I
you,
mean,
but you thought, or you would have loved to think, you would retire from this show.
Yeah,
yes.
Right.
Okay. So why no? Why do you prepare for this stuff?
But how do you know that that's not addition to this job? You know, it could mess you up completely.
I know.
Yeah.
So I'm saying we don't need to look into the future.
And what I was told was completely inaccurate. That I would be facing happy times, and my husband would win the lottery, and he did not.
What an awful psychic you were dealing with.
Well, I mean, I was at the same party. That's what I was told.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I thought you were told something.
Well, he was told that he would win the lottery, and I was told that his family doesn't like me because they say that I'm abusive to Jared.
2 out of 3 ain't bad, Meatloaf.
None of it's true.
Jimmy, you talked to the psychic at that same party.
Yeah.
Any revelations? Any innuendos? Right. I don't remember quite honestly what she told you.
Didn't tell me my house was about to blow up, but she said some stuff. And looking back, true.
Yeah, man.
True.
Your house.
I mean, if that's what you believe in, I'm saying that it exists. I believe that it exists. I'm just saying I just don't want any part of it. I believe in positive thinking. I believe in, even with the word prayer, I think that, you know, like when I was in the hospital, it's like somebody, you know, we're praying for you. Are you?
No, they weren't.
How many times have you told people I'm praying for you and you never did? I mean, it's all intent.
When I go to the dump, I drive past the prayer box. It's always empty.
You know what I'm saying, though. You're like, sorry about your brother dying. We're thinking about you. And you don't give it another thought. You're not really. So there's no meaning in it. There's no.
Some people.
There's no intent. So it doesn't manifest.
If nothing else, everybody, or at least several people who were in that line and talked to that lady that night, at least the one we all talked to, the same one, I believe. At least the people who talked to that. Incredible run of bad luck followed. An
yes.
incredible run of bad luck
Terrible
for a couple
luck.
Of years after that followed. Anybody who goes through that's going to be wondering. Four
yeah.
or 5 years, yeah. It has been a few years, and I don't know that it's necessarily over with yet.
Man, I tell you. It takes 7 years to get it off your credit.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens with this. Who knows?
Yeah.
Goodness.
If you believe in telekinesis, raise my hand right now. Right now, do it.
Okay, here it goes.
We can talk about it if you'd like to. 1-800-774-0093. If you've had weird situations with psychics or fortune tellers or whatever.
If you know anything about that
If you
realm.
Know anything about it, or if you're in that world. We would love to have a good, open conversation about that, right?
Oh, yeah.
1-800-7...
I'm the king of the skeptics.
Yeah, you are. And the marks.
Was.
Yeah, 1-800-774-0093. We'll talk about physics and psychics, sorry, right after this. Hold on.
Now back to Matt, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy, the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3, The Planet.
Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It's 8:30. I didn't say that I don't believe in psychics, or I just said that I prefer not to know. It's just like, you know, with the great movie Back to the Future, you see how one little changing of the past can offset everything, and the next thing you know.
Yeah, or like when somebody goes back in time and they swat a bug in caveman times, then they come back to the future and everybody's Godzilla.
Yeah.
That was the Simpsons Treehouse of Horror.
I just don't like messing with that stuff, and I've seen that these situations are quite real. And so the reason I even brought it up is because there's this lady we used to have on the show all the time. Who is a psychic. She's trying to come on now. She's blowing me up on Instagram and Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, what do I say to her? Instead of just dodging her, what do I say to her? I don't want to give any...
Tell her the phones don't work. I used to say that a lot.
Well, she'll know. She's psychic.
I predict I'll be on your show.
Yeah,
why does she keep asking? And she knows eventually I'm not going to ever say yes.
She's just trolling you then. She knows how you feel. She's just being a troll.
P1 Grinchy is calling in from Greenwood. Grinchy, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah.
It says here that you're a Ouija board expert. True?
No, one and done with the Ouija board.
Oh, what happened?
Uh-oh.
So we're all Christian school kids, like some of you guys.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
It was four of us. We're about 16 or 17. We made our Ouija board and waited for Grandma to go to bed.
Yeah.
So we're playing around with this thing, asking it questions, and you can tell from the start it kind of has an attitude. It would go like straight telling you bye, or we put a little gold cross on the top. It would kind of push it off. Well, when you would ask it its name, it just kept saying bow wow, bow wow.
Oh, my God.
And it would tell us bye. So we're like, this thing's dumb. It's not even working. Well, the next morning my grandma gets up.
Her dog's dead.
She wants to know why we had the dog in the house. She said she kept hearing the dog walk up and down the hall dragging those chains by her bedroom.
What?
We burnt that bad boy the next day. I will never mess with one again.
Holy crap.
That is wild.
So, I mean, she heard something. We had all the doors shut trying to hide in the living room, you know, and she heard something coming up and down the hall. Apparently she heard a dog and it was telling us bow wow. So we don't know what kind of spirit we channeled or.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like
Never
it.
Never mess with one cent.
I agree. No. I agree, Grinchy. Thank you, sir. Thanks for saying what needed
Thank
to be
you,
said.
Good advice. Morning.
Appreciate you, Grinchy.
I realize that people are texting in, you know, they're store-bought. Oh, you can buy these at, you know, I'm not going to mention the names of the stores, all these different places you can buy, but it's the intent. Like, a gun doesn't kill anybody. Or does it?
But it is built to.
It's built to. Right. But you know, you get what I'm saying. It's the power you put into something.
You can ask Sarah Winchester about that.
I saw that movie. That lady was just nuts.
Yes. Oh, the episode of Unsolved Mysteries about that was way better than that movie they made about it.
Yeah.
Oh, about the Winchester Mystery House?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. The movie was garbage.
Well, the lady was just mentally ill and just had all, you know, wads of money.
Yeah.
Do whatever. She just kept building a house with stairwells to nowhere.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And doorways that opened up into ceilings and out the side of the house and stuff.
It's the weirdest place ever.
It was just, you've been there?
Yeah, a couple of times.
Yeah, she's just nuts. She's just crazy. Why not have a psychic on, Matt Man, and you just not ask any questions yourself? Well, I'm still giving it the... Yeah, I guess you're right. If I don't believe or don't want to subscribe to that, I can't keep other people from doing it. Right. Does anybody else in the room want to talk to a psychic?
I mean, I don't really.
Okay.
I mean, one told me I'd own a business, so we know how true that's going to be.
Why don't you get that one back on? Because that one don't know what you're talking about. Then again, you still could.
You're that only, one's non-threatening.
You're only at 35.
But as long as it's not our lives and it's someone else's, I don't care.
Is, hold on.
Wow.
You know, if we had them on, and because we've had some bad ones on, the funny one that was on. That's what
the
I'm
woman
saying.
Who told us, the death psychic who told us when we would all die.
No, there was one that was funny.
The dream interpreter kept calling everybody gay.
Oh, maybe that's,
what it was. It was a dream interpreter. Everybody who laid out a dream, oh, you're gay.
Yeah.
That was Veronica, right?
Lowy Lordenbrow.
If it was something like that, that was funny. Yeah. I don't mind.
I was told I was going to die in a plane crash over Mexico.
And you still may.
I just won't go there.
Well, you never know. You might wind up on an airplane one day.
Yeah.
What if you wind up just trying to fly somewhere and the plane got hijacked and they wanted to go to Mexico and then you're flying over Mexico then, whether you want to or not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
You know, might bite the dust, buddy.
Yeah. Maybe I should just not fly. You know?
After the dog poop story, I'm pretty good on not flying. Yeah.
Maybe in that jacket and those glasses, somebody's going to think you're Castro and take you out. But maybe not.
Likelihood, no.
Yeah, I just thought, I don't want to know. I just, let me figure, let life speed bumps teach me the lessons of life, not the future or things to avoid or anything like that. You know?
Nobody wants to hear when they could possibly die.
Plus, I've known since I was a young child at what age I'm going to die. I keep getting that same number my whole life.
Well, I had that too, but I made it past it.
Well,
congratulations.
27. Yeah.
Well, you know, like they say, like, you give something power. Paige agrees with me about the whole law of attraction
it
thing.
It is so true.
And what did I say a month ago on the radio? I said, I would like to have it one day where I had a driver to work.
Oh!
And now you do. But look, sometimes, kicked you in the ass.
I know, but it's because I can't drive now.
Be careful what you wish for.
I know. You give something power and it'll get there. Jesus Louise. All right. We'll take a little break here. We're going to come back. Yeah, you're not going to change my mind about it, but I appreciate you listening to the show. I really do. I really do.
Okay.
The only psychic I'm interested in talking to is telling me who's going to win and lose football games, so I'll know who to pick on Fridays.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and psychics don't usually do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, they won't do it for only their profit, not yours. Mm. They won't do that.
Yeah, they'd, you know, be running too big a risk on that.
Yes. I'm looking into my crystal ball and seeing on Thursday, 9, I'll have a pigskin punishment.
Yeah, that's tomorrow.
That is tomorrow.
Uh-oh.
Y'all better figure out what I got
to
do.
Yeah, and it's not even supposed to rain tomorrow, so I have no clue what its punishment's going to be.
Y'all better figure it out quick.
All right, more on that right after this. Oh, the Rise Guys.
You know you love them, but all you gotta do is like the Rise Guys at facebook.com/933theplanet. The proud home of the Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3, the planet just rocks.
I gotta be honest, part of the reason I want to take this call is to find out the reason behind this P1 name. Let's go to Anderson and talk to P1. Insure that booty. Good morning.
Good morning, fellas.
What are you, what is this about? You an insurance guy?
Yeah, that. Exactly.
Okay. But not specifically like for asses.
No. Well, I mean, insuring the whole body.
Yeah. But I'm saying like Nicki Minaj.
Injury, all that good stuff.
Nicki Minaj probably actually has her booty insured.
Yeah, I'm sure she does. That will be a separate thing. I wouldn't mind having that license.
Yeah, no
it's
kidding.
Probably guaranteed by whoever did the surgery, too.
Yeah. Fake ass.
What was it you were going to say, P1 insured that booty?
I live in Greenville, but I work in Anderson, so we have a box set up there, you know, basically to contribute to the 28-hour marathon that y'all are doing.
Oh,
so,
yes, sir.
Basically what I was getting at, anybody around, you know, the Anderson area that can't make it over to Greenville, you know, feel free to swing by our office, which is the Tony Long Allstate Insurance Agency. It's on 1817 North Boulevard over in Anderson. And we have a box up there, so like I said, I live in Greenville, so I'll be, you know, if they want to drop it off at the office, I'll be taking everything at one time over there to the marathon.
Well, God bless you, man. Mm. We should appreciate that. And I ask anybody who's got a business that will go ahead and get that set up because, yeah, I mean, we do it for 28 hours, but as much, you know, hurry up and get going and getting ready for it as we can. Feel free.
Yeah, and by the way, P1 Insure, that booty, you know, that Ingles across the street from your office, they just stocked that P1 Pilsner in there.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah?
In Ingles.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'll have to go check that out.
Yeah, go
check
it
out. That's where I walk over there across the street all the time just to get some lunch or something like that.
Well, now you can get drunk.
So I'll look for that.
All right, very good. Thank you so much, and we look forward to seeing you next week.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Pass the news, all right?
Thank you, sir. Have a good morning.
Got him a top box.
Got him a top box. That's right. All right, yeah. So that is a week from tomorrow. It all starts again, the 15th annual Rise Guys 28-hour show for Toys for Tots.
Yeah, presented by attorney Rob Binario. If you want more information about all the stuff going on, text TOYS to 72341.
T-O-Y-S to 72341, and we'll see you next Thursday for the Rise Guys 28-hour show for Toys for Tots.
And now, a Rise Guys re-premiere.
As soon as we get her on, man, you're going to hear that phone ring. Hope everybody's all right over there. You're going to hear that phone ring, and it's just you and her on the phone, all right?
All right.
Here you go.
Hello?
Hey, boo.
Ralph?
Yeah, who else?
What is intercom? Where are you?
Do what?
The caller ID you're calling from.
Oh, yeah. No. Look. Here's the deal, sweetheart. I got to tell you something. And I think after I tell you this, you will then see not just how much I love you, but that you're my best friend.
What the hell are you talking about? Why are you acting so weird?
Okay, baby.
What's going on?
I brought you onto the Rise Guys, the radio show, to apologize about something. Okay?
Yeah.
What?
No, he did. It's the Rise Guys minus Matt, man. I'm nine.
Like right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're live right now.
That's why there's so many people on the phone with you.
Damn, Ralph.
You weren't supposed to do that yet, Ralph.
Oh, sorry, guys. Sorry.
Are you kidding me? Wait. Whoa. Ralph, what is this about? Like,
okay.
You're freaking me out.
Well, look, remember when your birth control got all screwy and made you break out or whatever?
What? Yes. Why are you talking about this on the radio, though?
Okay, well, sorry. Look, we decided it'd be best if I got a vasectomy, so...
Jesus Christ, Ralph! Oh, my God. Like, are you kidding me right now? Like, dude, are you serious?
Calm down. It's not about that.
This is live. Okay. No. I'm hanging up. This is...
Oh, yeah, she hung up, Ralph.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man, you outed us pretty quick.
Yeah, and yourself. And then you went in, like, all these different directions, I think, freaked her out more than just the truth would probably.
You got nervous on us, Ralph. What happened?
Yeah, I got nervous. Look, can you dial her back again? Can you call her back? I'll talk to her. She'll answer. Just call her back one more time.
I mean, I guess we got unlimited minutes as far as I know. Hang on.
Will you work your magic, fat boy?
Yeah.
All right. Man, you went about that kind of backwards, Ralph. You've been listening since season one of the show. You know how this works.
Sorry.
It's all right. I know you're nervous. It happens.
I'm just nervous to tell her. Yeah, I mean, it's...
They're both.
Okay, Ralph, I hope to God you are calling me back to tell me this is just one of their, like, stupid scams they do and not a real-life thing.
Janelle, listen. Okay, listen, I did have a vasectomy, okay? So don't jump to conclusions. Just let me finish, baby.
Okay, don't jump to conclusions?
What I need to apologize about is that I never went back to the follow-up appointment. So, yeah, I got the vasectomy. It healed up and everything was fine, so I didn't go back to the follow-up, even though I told you I did.
Okay, so we just talked about this. Like, why did you lie to me about it?
I just wasn't thinking. I just, hell, for a second, we thought we were, you know, having a baby. So I freaked out, okay? I'm sorry. I really am. I promise I never have lied to you before. This is the first time, and I will never lie to you again. I feel terrible.
okay, so why did you feel the need to tell me like this? Like on the Rise Guys live on the radio? I mean, no offense, but like this is pretty stupid.
Well, look, I wanted to show you that I'm really sorry and that this is a big deal, and I am sorry. You're my best friend, and I wanted to publicly tell you, you know, how sorry I am.
Okay, but you get that in the process, you told everybody on the live radio I was late with my menstrual cycle and how I broke out. Oh, my God, I just said it again. Okay, why?
That's a good point.
Why?
You know, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. Okay, truly.
Stop saying my name on the radio.
Oh, she's gone all around.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, she was hanging up the phone. She's like, God, you're so dumb. And the phone's already gone.
Oh, I feel bad for you, Ralph, man. I mean, good intentions, but. Oh.
I really can't. Yeah, I didn't think that
would have done it away. Yeah. Paige, you're a woman. How would you react to that phone call?
I wouldn't want to talk about my period on the radio, honestly.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, that's kind of gross.
I mean, boy, would you talk about yours?
Well, look, you know, I'm sure we'll get to it at some point, but. This is different than standing on the side of the road with a sign. This is hundreds of thousands of people.
I know.
No one Janelle's cycle.
Yeah. And your business as well.
Stop saying her name.
Oh, yeah. Jay. We'll just call her Jay.
Your wife. Yeah. Your wife's issues she had there.
How long? We'll see.
Yeah. And so now what? Do you make an appointment now to go back and make sure it took?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to make an appointment and I'm going to buy some flowers.
Yeah. I don't know what's going to do it, man.
Trouble.
Maybe some condoms, too.
Maybe.
That's just awful. But you know what? I mean, yeah, good intentions. I mean, hell. Surely she'll see that after she calms down. After she forgets hundreds of thousands of people know what's going on.
Yeah, after all her friends text her, man. All the people she doesn't even know are her friends heard this and blow her up now.
Hey, we went to high school together. I heard you broke out during your birth control.
There aren't that many people with that name. It's not an uncommon name, but it certainly isn't. You know, all that common either.
Oh, yeah.
So what did you learn from this, Ralph? I mean, really. Can you communicate with your wife now and just say, look, this is what I'm going to do? Never be afraid of her. Always go to her first. Don't keep anything behind. You know?
Well, I said I was sorry. I don't know.
I know.
Just, I don't understand why she's so mad about it. Just came back and bit me on the ass.
Mm-hmm. A little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure she'll get over it, man, for real. Just don't get mad at us. I want you to keep listening.
No.
She seems cool.
No,
she called you dude at one point. I thought that was cool. She's like, dude, are you kidding? Or whatever she said. I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
Any woman who calls you dude is usually all right in my book.
And I think any other conversation she'd probably be comfortable with.
Yeah.
But not that.
Yeah, she seems cool. So yes. I think she probably will get over it. Now, if you're friends with her, just don't start texting her and telling her you heard her on the radio, because that'll make this worse for Ralph.
Yeah, you know what? I'll take some blame. I should have blocked the number. But after the fact, you added us anyway. I guess we're kind of even, so.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
It's more on
you. He just went ahead and spilled it before he said anything else.
It's cool.
Yeah, guys, hey, I need to call her. I'm going to call her on my work phone right now.
Okay, yeah, you go do that. It was nice talking to you,
aww.
Ralph.
Well, thanks, guys.
Yeah.
See you, man.
Thank you.
Some people are terrible.
Oh, poor Ralph.
No, he isn't terrible.
He's great, but some people are on our Carolina paper. Wreck it, Ralph. That is terrible.
Yeah.
Stop it. Stop making me laugh. Wow.
Right, guys. I just want to call up and say this. Your show is some kick ass. Keep up the good work.
Carolina's number one morning show.
I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
93.3 The Planet.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.